Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois is approaching phase three of Restore Illinois, and the governor has announced safety guidelines as part of that plan now. WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
In the coming days, thousands of residents will be able to return to work, and businesses in specific industries will reopen following baseline guidance.
In order to cover as many unique aspects of industry as possible, my administration collected input from hundreds of industry participants.
Phase three of Restore Illinois is expected to bring approximately 700,000 Illinoisans back to the workplace, with an estimated 20% or $150 billion in annual GDP of the overall economy returned to operations.
So while these protocols are customized by industry, they all share the same goal of helping employers and workers and customers feel and actually become safe.
Guidelines can be found on the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity website. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Despite a fine and orders to shut it down, an Albany Park church continued to hold in-person services this weekend. There were temperature checks at the doors and offers of masks and hand sanitizer and three-seat spacing between congregants at the Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church. Kentucky pastor Brian Gibson was there, and he spoke to the faithful.
We're going to get our rights back, because this is not Romania. This is not China. This is not Vietnam. Come on, this is the United States of America. We have a constitution, and you have a God-given right to worship.
Church leaders to telling reporters after the services there, the city is threatening to potentially demolish that church in Albany Park. If you put off a trip to the dentist during quarantine, you may be surprised at some of the changes that await you.
Many dental offices already have ventilation systems with UV lights, but Skokie dentist Dr. Susan Becker-Dorosho says they're putting on more PPE these days and taking other steps to minimize spreading any viruses.
Using drapes as much as possible, perhaps having more idle time for the treatment room, so more time between patients. But I think ultimately there probably will be some changes in office design.
While some patients have put off regular cleanings during the pandemic, she predicts plenty of dental problems ahead.
Definitely. People are stressed out, and stress is bad for your gum health. People are snacking because they're home, and it's bad for cavity formation.
Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois is calling on President Trump to stop promoting what he calls a completely unfounded conspiracy theory regarding the death of an intern for MSNBC Morning Joe anchor Joe Scarborough. The president has urged his followers to read an article from conservative website True Pundit, which claims that evidence shows foul play in the death of the 28-year-old intern in 2001. A local medical examiner, though, has ruled the incident an accident. Trump has previously promoted the conspiracy theory that Scarborough was involved in the death, including earlier this month when he requested Comcast, which owns NBC Universal, to investigate. And you'd like to get a cocktail to go? Well, a new bill in Springfield says you might be able to do that.
Bars and restaurants that serve liquor in Illinois would be able to sell cocktails for pickup and delivery in sealed containers if Governor Pritzker approves a measure passed in Springfield this weekend. Third-party services like Grubhub and DoorDash would not be allowed to make cocktail deliveries. The measure, which expires in 1 year, also extends liquor licenses for 120 days and delays license fees for 6 months after restaurants and bars are allowed to reopen to the public. Representative Lindsay LaPointe, a Chicago Democrat, tells the Tribune that it will allow people to maintain jobs and help bars and restaurants. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
On a typical summer day or spring-like day when it reaches 90, what do? You go to the beach, right? Well, thousands of people headed to the beach in Indiana for the traditional kickoff of the summer season this weekend. Unlike Illinois, Indiana's beaches are open. And Asa Barron tells CBS2 he thinks Illinois' beaches should also be available.
Yeah, I don't think that Illinois should continue to keep things locked down. I mean, I think the beach should be open. People should be able to enjoy it.
And with warm temperatures in the forecast again today, many beachgoers say they will be back today on this Memorial Day.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.